This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So how many of you guys throughout all this BS that we've been going through all these months have been kind of, you know, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, or looking on the bright side of things, right, or finding the silver lining? So how many of you have said, I kind of like that there's not a lot of traffic, or gosh, kind of like working from home, or I kind of like not having to go to my doctor to get a prescription. I could just get it virtually. I like not having to see my boss all the time. I like not having to show up at a party I really didn't want to go to. And even me being as extroverted as I am, I've used COVID as an excuse for so many things. And I've been working it for me, okay? You know, sorry, Mom, I want to see you, but we got, you know, COVID. Oh, we were going to have a reunion and a family reunion. Darn. Can't do it because of COVID. Gosh, if we just didn't have the COVID pandemic, I would have been all over that family reunion. Now, my family knows me better than that. But it's interesting. So, I don't know if you guys are on Facebook. Well, I hope you guys are on Facebook because I do Facebook Live. But for some of our listeners out there, they don't do social media, and I get you. I get that. But On my social media feed, you get memories from last year or the year before, or actually multiple years before. So they go, see your memories on this day. So I've been getting shows this whole year from shows from last year and 2 years ago, etc. Now, I only really Facebook Live for about a year and a half. So I'm starting to get more and more shows from, you know, and I'm starting to listen to them again. And so this day last year, I was talking about virtual school. And I guess in Chicago, I think there might have been a teacher strike at the time. And so students were going to, they were contemplating virtual school. And I was talking about the pros and cons to virtual school. Kids need to be around other kids, but do they really get to be around other kids? You know, in class you have to shut up. You're not really allowed to talk. You know, if you're stuck eating lunch by yourself and there's bullies, you know, as a kid, some kids like me, I went to 12 schools. The schools where there were bullies, I would have loved to be able to work from home. And I talked about last year how that could be an issue if there's not enough internet or whatever. And, you know, I'm listening to this, and this was 3 months before COVID. This was before we knew COVID was going to happen. And I guess the reason why the thought process was there is because I had a patient who had called in with possible flu last October. I told Mom that the child needs to be swabbed, you know, because we don't want them going back to school, you know, not knowing if it's flu or not. And the mom's like, no, my kid does virtual school. She does better with virtual school, not getting bullied, is flourishing virtual school. So, you know, I can't tell you how many times I heard prior to this years ago, even up until a year ago, people would say, gosh, it would be nice if I could work from home. Or gosh, it would be nice if, you know, we didn't have to drop our kids off at school and kids could, you know, do school next to us. Or gosh, it would be nice to get out of this. Or, and, you know, when I listen to my old shows and I see what we covered, and, you know, I remember how, you know, people's attitudes were towards things, you almost wonder if the lockdowns and the going to virtual school and working from home virtually was always a demand. And COVID just kind of allowed us to make it happen. COVID was the excuse. Now, for some of you, you might say, well, does it even matter, Dr. Dahlia? I mean, we had COVID, we had a virus, we had a pandemic. See, to me, it does matter. Intent matters. It just does. Because whenever you hear somebody, let's say, you know, oh, gosh, you know, we need to do something, or this is going to happen, or this is going to happen. They keep talking about it, and then all of a sudden it happens. You almost wonder, did they kind of help make it happen? You know, this lockdown thing has been devastating for millions. But when I see pre-lockdown, this is kind of something people wanted. Then all this talk about, guys, the lockdown, and I know some of you are looking at it as, well, the lockdown's over. We're not locked down. Actually, we still are. To me, a lockdown is not business as usual like we had it last November or December. So any schools on virtual or any businesses working at half capacity, I'm still going to call lockdown. Unfortunately, that's trying to be forced as the new norm. And when you look at what people might have wanted in terms of school, in terms of work, I mean, oh my gosh, you know, I've had jobs where if I could have worked from home, hell yeah. Can you imagine being paid to work from home and you get to sleep in because the boss isn't there, or you get to be now on solitaire, nobody watching, or you get to lay out by the pool, you know, or you get to hang out with your kids or eat lunch with your kids. Yeah, true, you need to show productivity. But, oh, my God, that would be Christmas in July if I could have worked from home with some of my previous jobs. And people are getting to do that now. So when you look and you see, if I look back in the past, and, you know, I've seen some of my predictions. I did come up with predictions from the year 2020, again, before COVID. And a big thing I said is we're going to be going to virtual school and we're going to be working from home. It's just that's where the demand is. And then all of a sudden COVID comes. They're like, all right, see, we have to lock down. We have to lock down. And you're like, wait a second here, guys. Okay, you know, a lot of people wanted to work from home. They wanted virtual school. Well, now parents are like, get my kids, you know, back at school. In fact, I yelled at my kid the other day. I'm like, get your tush back at school. I'm sick of this. You know, he's just eating everything up. And, you know, I'm tired of seeing him in his underwear. You know, do some laundry for crying out loud. But with our population kind of wanted to have less crowds, a Disneyland with less lines, a movie theater that didn't have a head in front of you, a kid not being bullied at school, a boss not being around. To me, that's significant because for all of us who are being naive, saying, oh, man, this is all going to go away. We're all going to get to go back to school, or we're all going to get to, you know, go back to work, and it's all going to be the same. Oh, hell no. If the population and the majority of the population wanted this pre-COVID, then there is no way post-COVID we're going back. And I'm not even bringing up election or, you know, manipulation or trying to make the economy crash. I'm just talking about what did people want. I think, you know, the average person doesn't want to go back to work. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
With the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu, things would be a lot more simpler, wouldn't it? Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few weeks ago, the CDC had offered guidance on how we should celebrate Halloween. There's been guidance on Thanksgiving, multiple holidays. I really urge you guys to look at the CDC website. Unfortunately, that just drew a lot of drama, and people were concerned going, wait a second, our kids have been locked up. This is Halloween, and Halloween's finally on a Saturday night. And, you know, I was asked how I felt about how we should celebrate the holidays, and it just kind of started to become a little drama fest. Well, who better to actually, you know, kind of lend some guidance on how we should celebrate the holidays this year than somebody who's been in the trenches with COVID, pulmonary and critical care specialist. Currently, we have on Care, who I'm a huge fan of, at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, Dr. Kalila Gates, to join us. So, Dr. Gates, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to kind of help lend some clarity on what you think we should be doing for the holidays.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Wow. So first of all, do you have kids?
I do. I have an almost four-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Halloween was like our favorite holiday with the kids. And, you know, it was the one time they would listen to us because they would bundle up. They would let me inspect the chocolate. I need my chocolate. Oh, my gosh. And so what have you told your child about everything going on?
I know. So, you know, she knows that we're not canceling Halloween. We have the Minnie Mouse witch and the pumpkins on the porch. And we're going to do a scavenger hunt at home. And that's just kind of what we've decided as a family. But there are other options, right? If you want to go down the street in the neighborhood, perhaps you do individual goodie bags like we do at birthday parties as opposed to everybody reaching in the bin. If your Halloween costume doesn't have a mask, let's make sure the kids are masked and that they are distant and we're, you know, maintaining social distance. So we're not canceling the holidays. We just want people to do it a little bit differently this year.
Exactly, exactly. And I think there's ways to do it fun. I got to tell you, every time we have a bowl of candy, you got the big grabbers. I don't know who invites the middle schoolers, but they take big chunks. So I almost kind of like the excuse to, bag up little bags of candy, so then I know I'm actually triaging enough where, tell us what you saw, during the thick of this and, personally, it must have been pretty trying on you. What did you experience with COVID and your patients?
Absolutely. So we saw the, devastation of COVID, where families were hard hit. We had multiple family members in the ICUs and the hospitals at the same time. We unfortunately had people that didn't make it. But we also saw and continue to see the success stories of COVID, where we are able to get them recovered and back home with their family members. And so it's been a really trying time, but it's been a rewarding time as well. I was telling someone earlier today, it's kind of felt like Groundhog Day the last 7 months, where you get up, you go to work, you come back, and you do the same thing over again because you don't have those big breaks and changes in time. So it's been, taxing and exhilarating in that we're in the middle of a pandemic and trying to learn a virus to combat. I'm just thankful that we have been able to work together and provide the care for our patients that's required. So it's been a bundle of emotions.
Absolutely. Now, joking aside, I've told my listeners that I've been trying to, work this COVID, pandemic lockdown to my advantage, keeping family and in-laws away. But this Thanksgiving, family's coming. They're I think fatigued by this, and this is probably going to be one of my biggest Thanksgiving dinners, and we're talking about older individuals and grandparents. And one thing that I don't think is being talked about is we want to protect our seniors and we're telling them to stay away, but I can't tell you how many want to come to my house and I can't even cook, which means that's how isolated they feel. What recommendations do you have, because I don't think the older people or the boomers are really having it in terms of, not this holiday. What advice do you have for that?
Yeah, so if you are, my initial advice is if you can keep the holiday to just your kind of nuclear family, let's do that. But if that is not an option, then let's look at explore other options. And those options are if grandma, grandpa, and everybody else is coming, let's talk about whether or not whoever's going to be there is going to quarantine for 2 weeks before you come, just to minimize the potential exposure before you get there. Once you get there, you still have to stay masked, right? Even if in the house, open windows so that we can get some good ventilation. When it's time to eat dinner, you have to provide some space so that we can take the mask down safely. We can't all be crowded around at the table. Perhaps passing around the turkey platter from hand to hand is not the way to go this year. And so there are things that we can do and changes that we can make to decrease the risk of transmission, even during family gatherings, if that's what we choose to do.
what I want to do is I want to take that Halloween idea of bags of candy, right, that you leave on the driveway and put the turkey there and just let the family do a drive-by, take the turkey and leave. Anyway.
That's what my
aunt's going to
do.
As you see, I'm not getting a lot of Christmas presents this year from my family.
Yeah.
We're speaking to Dr. Kalila Gates, pulmonary and critical care specialist at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. You know, I know we weren't going to talk about this, but the fact that you have a four-year-old daughter, you can also kind of lend a lot of guidance to how us parents are talking to our little kids about, have you had, I'm sure she's as bright as can be, you know, have you had the COVID talk, and has she been kind of wondering, you know, why things are different?
Absolutely. We have the COVID talk on a regular basis, partly because when I'm on service or I'm seeing COVID patients, what happens in our household changes. And so we had to be willing to talk to her so that she could understand the changes. And so she will very much greet me at the door and say, did you see COVID patients today? And if I say, yes, I did, she goes back to what she's doing, and so I can kind of decontaminate. So she's very much aware of COVID and the importance of masking and the impact of the virus, and she speaks of things like when the virus is over. We were watching something on the news the other day, and there were people out that didn't have on masks, and she was screaming at the TV, Mommy, they don't have on masks. Mm-hmm. And so she gets it to some degree, and I think we have to be willing to talk to our children about it.
Absolutely. The Generation Alphas are going to be some of the wiliest, smartest ones, probably the most flexible, because they're kind of growing up in this now, you know? Flu shots. We've been recommending flu shots. I'm sure your team as well. Anything you want to comment on flu shots this year?
If you have never had a flu shot in your life, this is the year to get it. We do not want to be battling flu and COVID at the same time, and there is no reason to believe that you can't have both, which is just horrible to even think about. So please, please, please get your flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think? If you had a crystal ball, where do you think we're at with the COVID vaccine?
So if I had a crystal ball, I would expect it kind of maybe early 2021, early to mid-2021. I don't see it any sooner than that. But we'll have to see how things, you know, pan out and how these kind of reports of adverse effects shake out. But hopefully by 2021, early 2021.
Yeah, we're hoping too. And then, you know, a lot of stores are looking forward to Black Friday sales, and many stores like Walmart has had to adjust. You know, what advice do you have for people that want a Christmas shop, that, you know, want to kind of support local business, you know, but are kind of leaning more towards, well, let's just do Amazon again?
Right. So I think that a lot of local businesses are still doing online. So let's do online. You don't have to shop just from Amazon. Like, see what's online, be willing to do that. If you're not, if you're somebody who just has to be out in the stores, that's okay. But let's minimize the risk of infection. So let's wear a mask, let's social distance, let's use hand sanitizer intermittently. Just think about, let me kind of clean my hands. And hopefully the stores will help us by controlling the flow of traffic inside, by minimizing the amount of people inside at one time. Mm-hmm. If we're waiting in line, we're making sure we're socially distant between the people in front and behind us. So there are things that we can do to decrease our risk of exposure.
So true. Dr. Gates, how can people find more information about you or Northwestern?
So if you want more information, you can go to nm.org/radio.
Okay. All right. I can't wait to have you back. You have a healthy Halloween. Give your little one a hug for us, and thank you for all you do. Be safe.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you have health? health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is warning Americans Iran and Russia are attempting to sway American votes via emails stolen from voter data. FBI Director Christopher Wray says not to worry, the FBI is on the case.
Even if the adversaries pursue further attempts to intimidate or attempt to undermine voter confidence, know that our election systems are resilient and you can be confident your votes are secure.
Former CIA official Dan Hoffman tells Fox News Americans should be aware.
Well, first and foremost, reporting that Iran and Russia stole our voter registration data. There's no indication that they accessed our election infrastructure, no indication that they've interfered with election tallies. What I took away from last night's briefing was this was indications and warning to our citizens.
As tonight's presidential debate between the president and Democrat nominee Joe Biden takes place in Nashville, 9 p.m. Eastern, new reports say President Trump is getting much more support from black Americans than he did in 2016. Jason Whitlock from OutKick.com tells Fox News momentum for Trump is growing.
I think there's some clear momentum for President Trump, particularly I think with black men. I think we've been carrying on a facade for 3.5 years as black men that somehow we can't relate to Donald Trump. There's been a charade, I think, particularly among black men, pretending that they don't have something in common with President Trump. And that facade is starting to end. And look at the money he's directed from the federal government toward HBCUs. This deal he's negotiated with Ice Cube about the platinum plan, he may actually follow through on it.
President Trump had 14% of the black American men vote in 2016. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe
all right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So tonight is debate night. And some people are just done with the whole debates. They've already voted. They're just going to do their own thing. For others, we're just kind of like, no, you know what? I'm kind of interested in what's going on. This is going to be, you know, what else are we going to watch? Okay. I think we've watched everything else on Netflix. Oh, that's right. Who's football tonight? I don't know who's playing football tonight. So I usually watch football, but after what happened with Dallas, I don't know if I could watch anymore for a while. I never thought I would say that, but I think I'm a little footballed out. It's just really, really hard to see your team hurt like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go to the debate. We got a party to go to. Why not? You know, debate parties are fun. Minimal, very minimal party. Not a lot of people there. Okay. But this debate is a little different because there's going to be a mute button included, where the candidates are going to be allowed their 2 minutes to speak uninterrupted, and I think there's going to be six sessions where the mute button could be used, and then there's going to be some back and forth. So I don't really know how they have it all broken down, but from what I understand, this was in response to the September 29th debate that was moderated. I don't even know if we could say it was moderated, which was kind of, well, Chris Walls was there, and it was a slugfest between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And President Trump didn't let Joe Biden speak. President Trump plays offense. We spoke about that. And President Trump gave people what they thought they wanted. Unfortunately, for those of us who wanted to actually see the policy differences and wanted to see, you know, the stamina of each candidate and to see, you know, how they can handle hard questions, we didn't get that because it was so many back and forth and interruptings and et cetera. Memes were out there, and Saturday Night Live did a spoof between Jim Carrey and Alec Baldwin, and people had fun with it. Right? Unfortunately, not too fun, because now we have a debate where there's going to be a mute button. Now, many people understand, and I understand, okay, nobody wants to see September 29th happen again. They want to actually hear candidates' answers. And so, unfortunately, because of the debacle, you know, like a school teacher would, the school teacher's like, sorry, all right, you know, if you don't follow the rules, then this is what we're going to do. However, what many people are kind of curious about is if we don't really have neutral moderators. And I don't think we're ever going to find neutral moderators. People were saying, oh man, you know, Chris Wallace is from Fox News, so this is going to be a right-leaning it's not a right-leaning debate. Chris Wallace leans left. So it was, there wasn't a right debate monitor and then a left debate monitor. It just seems like anybody who moderates or interviews, whether it's Savannah Guthrie or 60 Minutes or whatever, they just always seem to kind of pound President Trump. And why are they doing that? You know, is it because they have a political agenda? No, it's all about sales. It's all about advertising. It's all about, and you know, it's interesting. That's another thing I need to talk about. Remember I told you guys, you don't think your side is the only side that exists. You know, and I see people make mistake after mistake after mistake, assuming that they have a liberal audience or a conservative audience. Because, you know, I'm hearing people like, I'm shutting it off, or, you know, I'm tuning out, or I'm, you know, and so, you know, seeing President Trump get hammered, even if you don't support him, that's not really what, you know, I mean, there's people that are liberal that they don't really want to watch an interview of President Trump getting, you know, I don't know, beat up over, well, why didn't you take a COVID test, or why didn't you wear a mask, or why didn't you, you know, I mean, what does the average, intelligent, bright American want? We want to know that there's national security. We want to know what's going on with our economy. We want to know what's happening with schools and how our kids' education is going to be affected. We want to know what's happening in terms of COVID. So I think a lot of these liberal-leaning moderators are making a big mistake thinking that their crowd or their fan base just wants to see somebody get, you know, beat up about, I don't know, taxes or whatever. The average Democrat and the average Republican want to know how their family's going to be affected the next 4 years. So, I mean, if I was in the media, which I am, but, I mean, if I was Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, give the people what they want. I know there's some select few that just want to see President Trump get all mad and sit on an uncomfortable chair. No. We want answers, which is why the mute button has been accepted by conservatives alike, because they don't want to see this back and forth on stuff that's, you know, BS. I mean, they want to know, okay, what the heck is going to happen. Now, here's the only problem with muting, okay? I'm a woman, and not to stereotype us women, but we women don't have a lot of offensive tools when we, you know, are at the line of scrimmage with, you know, let's say hubby. And so we will do neutral zone infractions, right? We might go offsides. We might, you know, in order to kind of throw our opponent off. Okay? Husbands play good defense and they play great offense. So what do we do if we don't think we have the tools? Well, we don't let them do their drive. All right? We stop them. Sometimes we tackle them. Sometimes we force them to fumble. And we women are very, very good at that. If you mute us, if a woman is muted, we kind of lose, right, a lot of our skills. It's like taking away our offensive line. It's taking away our, it's like pulling your tight end, wide receiver, and your whole safety, and causing you to only play with, let's say, a running back who keeps fumbling the ball. Okay, sorry. I really take this to home. Okay, we're having a tough time. We're having a really, really tough time in football this season. So muting and forcing a mute, this is not, though, a real debate. And I'm not saying the last debate was real. These aren't debates anymore. But the art of the mute really starts to change the way the whole conversation goes. And so what I'm worried about is going to happen tonight is whoever gets their 2 minutes time, they're not going to spend that time saying, guys, okay, this is what I think we need to do for the economy. This is what we have to do to get the world back. This is what we need to do to deal with China or North Korea. In fact, they're not even bringing up national security. They're going to spend those 2 minutes just attacking each other. And so, you know, we're going to hear about President Trump and Amy Coney Barrett. We're going to hear about his not wearing a mask. We're going to hear about him not taking a COVID test. We're going to hear about him name calling. We're going to hear about Hunter Biden and, you know, and you know, Joe Biden's gaffes. Whereas, I mean, guys, you know, what does your fan base want? Okay, we're kind of scared. We don't know what industries to invest in. Stock market is now just kind of teetering. We don't know what's going to happen with healthcare. You know, I mean, and if, you know, the same subjects get brought up just because they think it sells and their advertisers are happy, this is going to be another cluster. So the concept of the mute, even though it solves one problem, which we had with September 29th, it does nothing to solve the debate problem, because I just fear tonight, you know, Joe Biden is going to have his speech ready, and Donald Trump's going to have a speech ready, and it's going to have nothing to do with the questions, and it's just going to be attacking them, because they're going to have a whole 2 minutes to be able to do that. So for those of you going, you know what, I'm not watching tonight, I think I'm going to take a pass, I don't blame you, because I don't think we're going to get much out of this. Yeah, it might be entertaining. Like I said, I got nothing better to do, and it's always fun to go to a friend's house and, you know, talk politics, and, you know, but once you take away the mute, honestly, if there was a mute button and my husband was able to mute me, I think the marriage would be over, because I wouldn't have won any fights. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is snapmedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516.
800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so as many of you heard early this morning, for me on the Pacific Coast, the Republicans have voted through Amy Coney Barrett to a full Senate floor vote. This is, I believe, going to then be, I think there's supposed to be a debate this weekend, and then by Monday, I believe they want to confirm her, and then she would be nominated to the Supreme Court officially, or not nominated, she would then ascend to be a Supreme Court justice. From what we understand, no Democrats came to the committee today to show up for the vote. They had said that the confirmation was illegitimate. Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said Wednesday no minority members of the panel needed to be present for them to conduct business as usual. And so the Democrats, I guess, refused to show up for the committee vote and to show a protest. From what we understand, what had happened is there were posters of Americans who rely on the Affordable Care Act, and the Democrats put those posters on their seats. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called Amy Coney Barrett's views out of the mainstream and will host a press conference on the boycott Thursday. I've been asked, do I really believe Obamacare is going to be overturned and people are going to lose their health care and the pre-existing conditions? What I've heard is the same as what you've heard. The GOP had said they're not going back on the pre-existing condition thing. And, I mean, even though that's unfortunately what kind of put us into the mess we're in terms of the, you know, high deductibles and, you know, once you, the reason why insurance works, which is a crappy system, and I'm not a fan of insurance, but you buy insurance when you don't need it. You hope it's there when you do need it. And so insurance companies make money on the healthy people. So when you get rid of the pre-existing conditions and somebody could wait, you know, 5 years or 10 years to finally buy health insurance, then the insurance companies don't make money. And mandating people during a recession like we had in the teens and all that, it just didn't work. So the pre-existing condition clause, I'm for us keeping because you really can't go back on that. And the GOP had said they're going to keep it too. It's just too popular a move. Unfortunately, it's going to be very, very difficult to to kind of go back to, you know, cheaper insurance and cheaper deductibles. So the GOP doesn't, I don't think, have a good plan in place. But from what I understand, it's still not supposed to affect people that, have current health insurance, that are getting Medicaid. The whole Medicaid issue, that's going to change because of state funding. So, you know, are people going to, quote unquote, lose their health care? Well, if they already aren't losing their health care by losing jobs, you know, I don't know how much more could happen. So, I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do, but the big push that the Democrats have, their real only card to play is if Amy Barrett helps the court overturn Obamacare, which already isn't working, that's going to be disastrous for the American public. And the GOP have it on them where they got to come up with another plan. And, in fact, during the primaries, the Democrats were really split on continuing Obamacare. I believe the only candidate that might have suggested continuing Obamacare was Biden. All the rest of them kind of knew, look, we got to kind of move on. Even Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was not going to keep Obamacare. She wouldn't want a Hillary Care, especially since the roots of Obamacare were Hillary Care. So Obamacare was going to go away anyway. So, you know, but the Democratic senators' names were called out there, and there was silence, of course. And then Republican members, you could hear them say aye when prompted with the motion to confirm Barrett's nomination. So now what happens is I believe there is supposed to be this weekend a Senate discussion or a Senate debate on Amy Coney Barrett. And then on Monday, I believe it's going to be the official vote. And if Republicans have enough votes, people are concerned that, well, you know, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine have already said they're probably the most left-leaning of the Republicans. And there's been some, you know, discussion that they weren't Republicans, that they were not going to confirm. They're usually the main dissenters of the Republican group. Susan Collins has a very, very tough, from what we understand, re-election campaign, but she's running against a Democrat. So, you know, some of the Democrats might like, yeah, she counts as a Republican, but she votes Democrat, so we don't know. She might, you know, be easily re-elected. We don't know. But for even if Murkowski and Susan Collins declines Amy Coney Barrett, Republicans will still have a majority. Even if Mitch McConnell changes his mind or somebody else changes his mind, if there is a tie, then Mike Pence comes in to break the tie. So Amy Coney Barrett moving forward is from what we understand, the path to go. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of back and forth that, you know, well, that's not fair. And, you know, Obama didn't get his pick. Well, and again, like I said, I don't really like to get too political when it comes to who promised what. But I understand why, if it was a Republican-led Senate, and you had Obama, you know, bringing up his confirmation, to me it didn't make sense for us for 8 months to see the Senate go, no, 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 next one. No, 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 next one. It's a bad system. I mean, it's a system where, you know, you have a political-leaning judge, which shouldn't happen. Judges should be neutral. And when a president wants to put one on the court, and it looks like they're packing the court with left or right, I don't see how the Republican-led Senate during the Obama years was going to approve it, so that would have just been a waste of Senate times. However, when you do have a Senate and a president of the same side, then you're not wasting time, and it's going to move forward. Same thing. That's going to happen with Joe Biden. If there's a Democrat Senate, and if Joe Biden wins the presidency, and something happens, God forbid, you know, to any of the justices, that it's not going to be a back and forth. So, you know, I think what happened was back in 2016, what I believe happened was the audio clip, right, or the sound bite wasn't complete, and they didn't want that sound bite to be out there. They didn't want a sound bite saying, look, we're just going to block it. Because if there's a Republican that gets in, you know, we're going to, yeah, so, you know, we're just going to block. They couldn't say that. So rather than saying that, they're like, look, you know what, we wait till the election. Well, that's what the Democrats are seizing on now, going, you said we have to wait till the new election, and if we had a new president. Well, you know, should the Republicans have in 2016 said, look, you know, we are not on the same side as the president, so we're going to block everything he does and stall. Would that have done better this time around? You know, which was the lesser of two evils? Either way, the GOP, you know, is kind of, you know, ticking off the Democrats, but like I said, the GOP had no choice. With the Democrats saying Biden was leading by 12 points and saying Biden is a shoo-in, you tell the Democrat and that, you know, Senate seats are going to be lost and that the Democrats are going to have a whole blue wave in the House, the Senate, and the presidency is all going to turn blue in the next 3 months. The Republicans have no choice then than to get whatever they want to get done now. If the Democrats played a little differently, going, look, guys, it's close. I mean, it's really close. It could be anything. You know, don't you want to wait? Don't you, you know, I mean, you know, but no. Once you tell the GOP you're done for, you're going to be out of here in 3 months. Yeah, they're going to, you know, not nominate somebody to the Supreme Court. So, you know, they tried to attack her religiousness. They tried to attack, you know, and again, I do have a problem with, you know, there being judges, right or left, that are so right-leaning or left-leaning. I do have a problem with that. But Amy Coney Barrett is qualified. I think she did a fantastic job with the hearings. And so, you know, I think she'll do a good job on the court. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.